Juliet Kinsman is here, and Juliet is our intrepid traveller. That's how I like to think of her. And she's certainly that, because you've just come back from Bali, haven't you?
I have. I came back last Sunday, and I have to tell you, the media, I'm a journalist, you're a broadcaster, we have a lot to answer for when it comes to portraying situations all over the world. And poor Bali, apparently it was hysterical over here about the volcano.
Well, I didn't spot too much hysteria, but it was certainly said that there's a volcano and you should leave. And
well, there you are. So, absolutely. Well, it was fine. I was over there. Various friends who work in the media couldn't get their news crews over there, so I did some reporting from my iPhone in front of Mount Agung, which, you know, it is erupting. It's a long process. I feel like we've all become amateur volcanologists now as a result.
First of all, I've never been to Bali, and probably most of us haven't. Give us a sense of the geography, because I've got no idea.
So that's it. You know, I think with Bali, a lot of people have a misconception of what it's about. So it's very far away. It's 20 hours to get there. It's sort of nearer Australia. But Indonesia is an archipelago of about 15,000 islands, I think. So it's one of those. Yeah. And it's when people think of Bali, they might think of a tropical destination, beach holidays. But actually, it's more interesting than that. It's very lush, spiritual. Obviously, there was that book, Eat, Pray, Love, not my cup of tea. But, you know, you've got Ubud in the centre, which is really like a bit jungly. And then my favourite part, which is on the east, which is actually where... Northeast is where the volcano is, where it is these incredible bright green paddy fields, and it's so rural, and the people, the Balinese people, are what makes it special, because they're different to the rest of Indonesia. They're so friendly. Bali Hinduism is the main religion there, and they're the kindest, sweetest people, and I can really tell you that after this trip, because a lot of them have been evacuated to camps, so they've been moved away from the volcano where they live. When I went to visit them, they were all smiles, so happy to see people, so grateful.
Is it an area that relies on tourism?
It is so reliant on tourism. So please, I urge anyone who has a holiday there, don't be worried. Still go. I mean, worst case scenario, maybe there's some extra puffs of smoke and your flight's cancelled and you have to stay longer. Bummer. So please do go, and it really doesn't feel dangerous at all when you're there, and they do need tourism, and I think, you know, it's all too easy to let the media be a bit scaremongering. I mean, you say they weren't, but actually from where I was, the amount of texts I was getting saying, do you get away from the volcano? I said, it's fine. It's totally chilled.
Is it a volcano? Are they used to it going off? I mean, is it more than it's...
Well, in Indonesia, you have a lot of volcanoes, and there are others going off right now on other, you know, along the Ring of Fire and other islands. Mm-hmm. This hasn't happened to this scale for 50 years, but in terms of dramatic rivers of lava, I mean, that wasn't happening. And, you know, it would require a crystal ball to know what's going to happen next. But even if something happened, they're prepared for it. It's fine. You know, all the hotels are fine. Even right on the east, I went to this restaurant called Bali Asli, which means real Bali. And Penny Williams, the chef.
She doesn't sound Balinese.
She's Australian. She's Australian. Right. She's so interesting, though. And she's very true to the original... agriculture of
Bali. What's Balinese food like?
So it's...
I've never eaten Balinese food,
you know what?
To my knowledge.
Great. Well, Indonesian food, interesting. So you've got nasi goreng and you've got the typical dishes. What's interesting is because it's so connected to the ingredients, which really the flavours are rich because of where they're grown, people feel they can't really replicate Indonesian food and do it justice outside of Indonesia. So that might be why.
Right.
I think there's only one restaurant in London, maybe in Chinatown, which does it. But I love it, and I love really understanding what's gone into a dish. So Penny will talk you through it. You've got a grandstand view of Mount Agung. I would urge people to actually go because of the volcano. I went there because I was staying at a hotel called Armenkila, which is not so far away. And again, you know, really beautiful part of Bali. No tourism, none of the Australians drinking their beers, which is what people's perception can be.